WMFO Medford. How you doing? 10:01 in the morning with Mike and Barry. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good.
Morning's rolling along.
Yeah, I love hearing something else that I learned. I mean, I knew that Tainted Love that I know from, what was it, the 80s?
I think it was 81 with Soft Cell,
yeah,
80, 81.
I knew it was a cover, but I've never heard that.
Yeah, that was from 1965. That was actually a B-side. That was Gloria Jones. And it was the B-side to her, My Bad Boy's Coming Home.
Right.
And, you know, Tainted Love didn't really do a whole lot. It just happened to be with synthesizers. The arrangement seemed to be about the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but that was very soulful, too.
Oh, sure was,
and
yeah.
The one that we know and love is, like, electronic almost.
Oh, yeah. All electronic, yeah.
Okay, so that was 1976, it says, from the Vixen CD. And before that, the great Guided by Voices, 2000's Isolation Drill CD, that was Glad Girls. And just before that, Barry played Tegan and Sarah.
I Was a Fool. That was from Heartthrob. That was a few years back. They've taken quite a pop turn recently, and they've gotten quite a bit of success with it. Hadn't you said you saw them in concert?
I did. I saw them one year at the Newport Folk Festival.
Yeah, I'd like to go see them sometime.
Yeah,
a friend of mine saw them at the House of Blues last year, said it was terrific.
Yeah, Newport is just a beautiful experience.
Is it?
It's so beautiful down there.
Is it more than one day?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, did you go all 3 days?
We skipped Friday because Friday was at a hotel, a famous hotel, the Viking next door.
Mm-hmm.
So we always went Saturday and Sunday all day. This year I'm going Friday. Sold out. We're trying to get Saturday tickets, but I don't know.
It's on my bucket list.
It's really, really good. Okay, and before that, from the latest from Band of Horses, the CD name is Why Are You Okay? That was In a Draw. You know, that was a very poppy, melodic kind of thing, but those guys do all kinds of genres.
They sure do.
Yeah, they could be like really hard or really like that, with just a nice hooky kind of a thing
like Freeform.
Yeah, like Freeform. And then my favorite band that I heard, well, one of them from Freeform BCN, Kasabian, You're in Love with a Psycho. That's an advanced single.
Yes, that was. Yep. A little different take for those guys. I like it.
Like it a lot. All right, 10:03 in the morning. We're onto the second hour and the first set with the first new noise. And Chris Chin and Andrew Marks were here last week from your station, Markskin Radio.
Yes, Markskin Radio, MSR.
Yeah, they brought in a lot of good stuff. And just to remind everybody, Barry, you're on Monday afternoons.
Monday afternoons, 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yep, Freeform Rock.
Yeah, and you can get there by markskinradio.com. There's a nice big listen button there. You can tune it in. It's Freeform, 24 hours a day. Most nights there's live DJs.
Yeah, there's live DJs. We're growing and growing, and most nights there's live DJs.
Yep.
Yeah, actually I think almost just about every single night now.
Yep.
And during the afternoon as well.
Yep. So it's really a good thing to do. And I mentioned Chris and Andrew. They were here, and they had a lot of great music, including this one that's brand new from a band called The Weeks. And I hadn't heard of The Weeks before, but these guys are right in my lane. I mean, it's poppy goodness is what I call.
Sure.
So brand new from The Weeks. This is called Talk Like That at WMFO.
Baby, I'm not scared to die. Treat me like a wet mask. write them on your arms. Take a breath deep in your chest and surrender to my charms. It's tough and then some. Well, it's a limp and then a step. Well, a lot has changed, I guess. I haven't thanked you yet. Well, I haven't thanked you yet. Night trains, no stops. It's bad brains, bad cops. She's nobody's hot bomb. It's funny when she talks like that. Long nights and good runs. Said it takes one to know one. She's sweet, dumb, and handsome. It's funny when she talks like that.
moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
WMFO, Medford. Don't you love it, Barry, when songs just tell a story like that?
Oh, my goodness. It just, you know, and it really hits home.
It does. It you know, it's something that everybody, well, at least males, can relate to, you know?
Absolutely. It's happened to us more than once.
I mean, you had it when you went out that night. You know you had it.
Yep.
And then it's just not there anymore.
Well, absent-minded.
Yeah, and then, you know, what do? You get to the point of, like, you got to call the cops.
And it's awkward.
It is, because the first thing a cop is going to say, well, can you describe it for me?
Yeah, it's small.
Yeah, and then, you know, then he's like, okay, can you be more, vague? And it's like, no, not really. It's pretty much, you pretty much know what it looks like, but you know, pretty much. And
fireman's hat.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so that was a band called King Missile. From a Rhino Hi-Five release called Detachable Penis.
Oh, and, Rhino is great.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Rhino Records. And, you know, that's just one example of why WMFO and Freeform and Marketing Radio and Freeform are just so great. Because where are you going to hear that?
Yeah, nowhere else.
You know, you heard that on stations when it came out, like back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't really know when that came out exactly.
I think it was early 90s.
Well, okay, then you didn't 90s. Hear it in the 80s, did you? Maybe. Late 80s, early 90s.
I could
90s,
be wrong, though.
But I mean,
I was wrong yesterday.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah, the first time in a while. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Yeah, I mean, this is great. So King Missile there. And Barry, you had the song just before that from a band called Circle Waves.
Circle Waves, yeah. They're a band out of Liverpool. There was another big band out of Liverpool. The name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. They're called an indie rock band. They've been around since 2013. And that was off their most recent offering to us, Different Creatures.
All right. That was really good. The refrain is like, the chorus was just so hooky.
Oh, it is. And I'm a sucker for hooks.
Yeah, loved it. Live Buzzcocks just before that, from the Entertaining Friends Live at the Hammersmith Odeon CD. That was Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. Yeah, great track. You don't hear that live version very often, but that's just a great one from the Buzzcocks. Joe Jackson was next. Barry played that one from 1979's Look Sharp. That was Got the Time.
Yeah, I think that was his debut, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it was early on, and I was saying that I saw Joe Jackson when it was called Great Woods way back when.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's going back to the early 90s again.
And he was such a talented, tortured artist, I guess. And whenever anybody would like whistle or say something in the audience, he would tell them to shut up.
That's surprising. Yeah. I read his autobiography. It was a great autobiography. He lived for the music.
Yeah, and he just wanted it the way he wanted it. But you weren't disappointed with him and his band.
No, that's great. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, that's. I wish I had gotten to see. Well, I talk like he's dead.
He's not.
No.
You know,
maybe
who's
he's still touring.
Be blamed if no. Just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, and then we started off, as we said, thank you, Chris Chin, for letting us know about the band called The Weeks from the CD Easy. That was Talk Like That. And that was great stuff.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Mine too. Okay, so 10:23 in the morning, here till 11, until Something About the Women will be here. And by the way, if you don't know about that show, it's a great take for a Saturday. It's all women artists, can be any genre, and it's 2 hours long. So stick around, 11 to 1 for Something About the Women.
Genre, that's a word I have trouble with. I always call it genre.
You shouldn't do that, Barry.
No, I shouldn't.
No,
and I shouldn't let people know either.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need me. You've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
It's fine. All right, Barry, you have new noise from a band called Moose Blood.
Moose Blood, yep. They're out of England as well. I have a lot of bands out of England. They're from Canterbury. Hmm. They've been around only since 2012, and they're signed to Hopeless Records.
Hopeless.
This here is Knuckles.
Brand new.
On WMFO.
Turned up late, but wish you found another without one hand of a clock. What good is the other? And I can't find no true love. Oh, baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I ride in my car. Well, I went to the place where everybody hangs out to see what everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was a boy from last summer singing songs to you. He can't sing like I can sing. Oh, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Jump in my car and start riding again. And I can't find no true love. Oh, baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I ride in my car.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO. Wow, I haven't heard that in a long time, Barry Hudson.
Isn't that a great tune?
It's a great tune.
Yeah.
It's so BCN.
It really is BCN. That brings me back to the BCN days.
I know.
From I Do Not Want What I Have Not Got, Sinead O'Connor right there.
She was very definitive. Remember when she ripped up the picture of the Pope?
You know what?
On Saturday
Night
Live?
That was one of her definitive moments. Yeah, that's she pissed off a lot of people right there.
I do not want what I have not got.
Yep, that's a good attitude.
Not messing around. Is it a good attitude? Is
I
it really?
I think
it's,
you know, if you don't want, if you don't have it.
What do you think out there? Call us at 8-9.
Well, I guess you got to have the ambition, you know?
Yeah, you do.
You know? Take what you need, leave the rest, right?
And you got to have some cojones, too, to rip up a picture of the Pope on national TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she did. Good old Sinead O'Connor and Mandinka.
I remember Brian Young, the lead singer of AC/DC, was not happy with her at all about that.
So that was not Brian Young, the host of Crash Course?
No, let's not get confused.
We don't want to get that, because it always happens.
It absolutely does.
Before that, a nice little happy song from 1997's All Hopped Up CD. That was our buddies NRBQ and Riding in My Car. I haven't played that yet because it's a spring summery kind of thing. So I'm doing what I can to tell the universe to stop this.
Right.
And let's get some springy stuff going on like that song. Love that song.
It looks like Ireland out there, right? It's getting very green around my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
You know, it is a good thing.
At least lawns are looking good.
Yeah, last year we had such a drought. So, let's look on the positive side, right?
Okay, that can be something new for me. All right. And before that was The Faces from the Ooh La La CD back in 1973.
Yeah, Ronnie Lane giving us the vocals on that one.
Flags and Banners was that one. I was like looking forward to Rod Stewart, but I forgot that Ronnie Lane did a lot of great vocals on
that. Yeah, he did absolutely do a lot of great vocals on that. I have one CD of his, Rough Mix, that he did with Pete Townsend. Every song on that's killer.
I bet. All right, Barry, here's a little show and tell. What's the name of this next band, just by what I'm doing?
A heart attack?
Close,
I can't
close.
Read it.
The Strokes.
The Strokes.
Thank you. And I apologize to everybody out there. 2003's Room on Fire CD. That was Reptilia. And Moose Blood was the new noise on Hopeless Records, as you made sure to mention. I love that. The Blush CD was Knuckles.
Yes, consider an emo band, but so many labels. Emo, indie, rock, what have you. It's guitars, bass, drums, and vocals.
Yep, and I do, as I'm sure everybody does, notice that those kind of things have the same kind of sound, but I love that same kind of sound.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with you.
So it's okay.
We're in agreement.
All right, so geez, almost 10:43, and I don't know how that happened, but we'll be here till 11 a.m., and we have a little bit of more new noise coming to you. This one's from a band called Middle Kids, and this is really their first foray into getting any attention for what they're doing. This is just an EP, self-titled. No, it's not, actually. It's the name of the song, so it's the title track of an EP. This is called Edge of Town, brand new here.
Can
at WMFO.
I can't remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name and I walk a little further. I could go all day and the trees are reaching, pointing out the way.
Standing face to face with the king of the underground. Some things just don't end. lay down and whip on. Just give me trust and anything can happen. Cause I know.
Down there.
Great local music here, WMFO, from Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, asking the musical question, why
do you tell lies?
Yeah, why do you do that, Barry Hudson?
I don't know. It's a habit. Yeah, it's a bad habit.
Yeah, did people like wash your mouth out with soap to stop you from doing it? And
yeah, it never worked.
Oh.
No.
So you're just going to continue being a liar?
Well, according to Robin.
Okay. All right. Well, that was Robin Lane. We're going nowhere with that.
No, we're not.
All right. Before that, a track from The Fix with two X's from 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection, the best of The Fix, Secret Separation. That's not a song that you hear a lot from The Fix.
No, not at all. That was good stuff.
Yeah, I remember that from the old BCN days. And the one before that was from an artist called Muna.
Muna, yes. A three-piece all-female band.
Yeah. And where are they from?
They're actually from America.
Oh,
they've been around since 2013.
All right, cool. And that was their disc is About You, the letter U.
The three ladies, Katie Gavin, Josette Maskin, and Naomi McPherson.
All right. Well, I can tell you the song that we let off the set was brand new. It's a band called The Middle Kids, and they are from Sydney, so I win.
Yes, you do.
But it's another trio. This one is looks like two guys and a girl. Middle Kids, it's their first recognition that they've gotten for anything. I have really big hopes for those guys. Middle Kids, it's an EP, just came out in 2017. It's called Edge of Town. All right, Barry, thank you very much for being here.
And thank you for having me. I had a ball, as always.
Got to do it again.
Yes, count
All
me
right.
in.
Very good. So I am Mike on the mic. I'll be here next week at 9. But right now at 11 a.m., it must be something about the women. And today, smiling across the table is Kirsten.
I haven't smiled across the table since February, although
Why?
I guess April 1st, I was you. So I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Yeah, you've nicely filled in for me. Thank you.
That was very fun. Mm-hmm. So here I am in my own seat doing something about the women,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting out with a Danish musician, so I kind of missed what the contest was, but I'm wondering if I win anything.
It's just silliness, really.